Deuce Robinson just crystal balled to USC. Who is he, and what could this mean for the USC Trojans recruiting class? Cue that intro. All right, guys, in today's video, I'm going to be talking about five-star tight end, or the number one tight end in the nation, Deuce Robinson, has been crystal balled to go to the USC Trojans. With that being said, I'm going to be talking about Deuce's measurables, 2021 high school football stats, his traits according to 24/7 on three, and a little bit of film I've watched on YouTube, and what this means for the 2023 USC recruiting class. So let's go ahead and jump into this. Five-star tight end Deuce Robinson is the number one tight end in the nation, number 17th player nationally. He's 6'6", 225 pounds from Phoenix, Arizona. When you're talking about height and weight, and when you go watch his film with speed, he's going to remind you a lot of most likely Kyle Pitts. If you're a Georgia fan, probably going to remind you a lot of Brock Bowers, just over-athletic, really fast, really tall, good at high-pointing the ball and stuff like that. Definitely go check out his film after watching this video. But like I said, he is from Phoenix, Arizona. He beat out Georgia, Arizona, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and just a host of others to get him. He's a highly touted, highly sought-after tight end, and he was recruited by Zach Hansen. Now, going into his 2021 stats, he has 60 receptions, 972 yards, with a 16.2 average, 88 yards a game, and 8 total touchdowns. In my opinion, when you go through the film, he was probably an underutilized tight end. But at the same time, these guys are almost hybrids. They're not just tight ends. You know, they'll use them for tight ends. They'll use them, you know, as a wide out. They'll put him in blocking. They'll actually put him wide out in blocking on cornerbacks and safeties as well. So they use them, you know, for a lot of everything. So it's easy to get sucked into the stats and saying, you know, only 972 yards, 60 receptions. I mean, that's a pretty good freaking year if you ask me. But when you consider the fact, too, they used him a lot for blocking on the outside, I think it doesn't speak to all of his ability, right? So moving on into his traits, he has all the physical traits to explode at tight end or wide receiver almost immediately. I'm not going to comment too much on his blocking ability because he does block from the wide receiver position more from what I saw than he did the tight end position. Does he have the physical traits to block at the tight end and set the edge? Yes, he does. But you didn't see it a whole lot in his highlights. He does a really, really good job of high pointing the ball, and he actually does get the majority of the 50-50 balls thrown up at him, and you'll see a lot of that in his highlight films. He is a pretty smooth route runner. He'll be a mismatch no matter where he lines up on the field, whether he lines up at tight end, whether he lines up at wide receiver, whatever it may be. He does have really good hands. Like I said, go watch his film. Those 50-50 balls obviously show big, strong hands. And another thing that stuck out to me was his length, his arm length. They said he has a 6'10" arm length. I mean, it's crazy when you look at how he goes and high points the ball with his arms, how much higher he is in the corners and the safeties and everybody else. He's got a whole lot of length, which reminds me a lot of Kyle Pitts. Great speed to go along with it. I mean, this guy seems like he is the total package. There's a reason why he is the number one tight end in the nation right now. Like I said, he has the potential to make blocks when needed, but I want to see it on a more consistent basis, which I'm sure we'll see at the college level. He does an adequate job, like I said, at setting the edge, but he also is a dual sport athlete here. He plays baseball as well. So what does this mean for the USC recruiting class for 2023? Well, now that gives them a couple hard commits, one from the quarterback position, two from the running back, one from the wide receiver. If he does go to USC, that gives them one at tight end, one at offensive line, one at defensive line, two at defensive back, and one athlete. Now, where are they recruiting from? Lincoln Riley's doing a good job of doing what he said he was going to do. He was going to recruit California kids first. So you got five of them from California, three from Texas, and one from Nevada in this class. Look, when you go watch film on this guy as a whole, just wrapping back around to Deuce here, he's a mismatch. That's the first thing that's going to stick out. Number two is going to be his speed, how he can actually separate from corners and safeties. Now, I know a lot of people are going to bring up, well, you know, the competition. You know, what level of competition is he playing at? Not at the highest level, right? But when you go back and look at it, it doesn't really matter because it's not like he's barely beating these guys. You know, at 6'6", he's going to be a mismatch in high school almost no matter where he plays. How high he can jump, you know, his arm length, the speed he has, it doesn't matter if he's playing at modern day, if he's playing at IMG, he will be a mismatch no matter who he is playing. But with that being said, once again, Lincoln Riley rolling into this 2023 recruiting class, if he does end up picking him up, I fully expect him to. And a lot of it has to do with Georgia. And Georgia was probably one of the favorites here to go up against USC and getting Deuce. But the thing about it is Georgia has Brock Bowers. They have Darnell Washington. They have Eric Gilbert. They have so many guys in that tight end room right now, probably the greatest that college football has ever seen. And I'm not just saying that, speaking out of my ass here. When you go look at these guys, it's crazy what you've seen with Georgia and what they put in that tight end room. But at the same time, I wouldn't be completely surprised if Deuce did go to Georgia because of that, because of what Georgia is putting in the NFL at the tight end position, how they are developing these guys. You know what I mean? I'm not saying Lincoln Riley's an unknown of what he's going to do with the tight end position, but when you go and look at what he's done at Oklahoma versus what Kirby Smart has put on the field and put in the NFL in Georgia, it's kind of not even close, in my opinion. It's Georgia by a long shot. Now, does it have to do with, the type of recruits, the type of assistants, the type of development guys there? Yeah, I'm sure that has something to do with it. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of unknowns still with Lincoln Riley at USC. But I do honestly expect him to end up at USC at the end of the day, because he will start, in all honesty, probably from day one when he gets on campus, you know, in Southern California. That's just my opinion. USC fans, if there's another guy there that could take his spot, or two guys that they could possibly keep him as a redshirt and not start, make sure to leave in the comments below what you think about this, what you think about Deuce Robinson. Does he go to USC? Does he go to Georgia? Does he go somewhere else? Does he go to Oklahoma, right? Other than that, make sure to give this video a thumbs up. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button below if you like watching videos like this pertaining to college football, recruiting, and more. Other than that, you guys have a good day and roll tide. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, go.